Hey, what's up? This is the Footy on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
Wee!
Oh my word! That is quite something! The boy's a star!
Yeah! Be picking with stubborn. One day, Ingo Tom Papa. Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of the Footy on Paper podcast. My name is Tayo Okonuga. With me in the studio, I got my main man, Ifeawani. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. How about you talk just now?
That's some proverb now. You know the hair proverbs.
Share with only one before you talk on the TV for podcast. See, talk anyhow. Just for money. Yeah, thank you.
Why not? Also in the studio with us, we got Yemi to speak today, our sound engineer. Yemi, are you okay?
Don't you smile now? Nah,
not to smile. Yeah, what happened?
Jesus, God.
Shit, man. Hey, money don't enter the jar, God.
No swear words, Yemi. No swear words, man. How are you guys doing? Did you guys enjoy football this weekend? I mean, football is back up. Club football.
You know, when you're on some straight A thing, I mean, life is sweet at the top. I can't talk too much because, you know, it's still very early.
Up there, there's no traffic, you
there's
know?
No traffic, you know?
Nice.
Nice one.
You hear me?
This relationship is ass now, man. Getting out of hand, though. I don't understand the game, what's going on. It's all good.
Pyra could not make it to the studio today. Hopefully, he makes it next week. We'll talk about Arsenal, talk about Liverpool in the Chalet segment. We'll take a break now. Okay, let's start with hot topics now. Norwich, are we? I think they climbed the Mount Everest now without tools after their 3-2 win over Manchester City. If yeah, I know you like to speak about them. Have Norwich just shown the Premier League that you can be brave against City, or were City just off on the day?
They were very, very good on the day, Norwich. They just, honestly, they knew how to deal with City on the day. Mm. Granted, you could say that City weren't at their strongest, especially in terms of the lineup. You know, losing Laporte until January isn't good for them.
Mm-hmm.
But now we've seen now that City have weak points that can be exploited, and a lot of teams are going to be really excited to have seen what happened that day, and also they're going to take points from what Norwich did. It's going to take a while to get to pronouncing that, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
What Norwich did on the day, and then. It's very good for the league as a whole. I mean, even me as a Liverpool fan, I'm just casually waiting for our first loss to come, because not to jinx anything.
Just to let it go.
Yeah, because you just have to get out of the way and then move on from there, because honestly, title winning teams, there's only ever been one invincible team.
Yeah.
So anything that's going to win the title has to just have in the back of their mind that, oh, a loss could happen at any time, but that's how you respond
to that loss, right?
So, I mean, City are playing
Watford
next.
Mm.
Kike.
Okay, so you said like it was they were off on the day, or was it a lineup? What was wrong with Man City on the day? Bearing in mind that Norwich had 10 first team players out, think about 5 of them are starters, and you know, it was very weird. Like everybody saw like City were going to, on a normal day, City will win, like if they had everybody fit. But no, you had 10 players out as well. They even had like two goalies on the bench, like just to cover the whole, like to complete the squad number.
Yeah.
So what gave them like more motivation? Let's talk about City now. What did City do wrong on the day? Why didn't they take advantage of this? First of all, knowing that Liverpool had won and increased it to 5 points, and then them not covering the gap.
They weren't at their calmest. Normally, you see that whenever they experience any setbacks in game, usually they just get together, continue doing what they've been doing before.
Okay.
But they were flustered by Norwich, and their pressing. Norwich's pressing was excellent of the day. Timo Pukki, I mean, how old is he? 28, 29?
29.
And he's running he ran for the entire game. Mm. I don't think he was subbed off that day. He played the full game.
Yeah.
So like, it's amazing how Norwich were able to like make City stress. They stressed them so much.
Okay.
And that really led to that led City not playing their best on the day. And then even like well, two goals down, I still expected them to come back. And when Aguero scored
at 2-1,
I thought maybe, oh wow, City are going to close it out in the second half. And then to be a blowout, maybe 5-2, 4-2. But Norwich really, they dug in defensively and were able to get their goal on counter.
Okay. Yemi, do City have a centre back problem?
I don't think they have centre back problem. I just think they were really complacent in that match.
Okay.
Like they thought it was going to be a walkover match probably, and they didn't respect their opponents enough. Then definitely Norwich wanted it more.
On the day.
Yeah.
What's that thing you always say about Ainsley?
Why don't talk about Aston?
No. I mean, like, it's a rank. He always says that about it.
Oh, big boy.
Yeah. Big boy.
Big boy now.
Yeah,
so City, they
do
big boy.
They
ratio that. They ratio that now.
Okay. How far can Norwich go? Both of you. Question of both of you.
They are going to stay in the league. Obviously, we can already see that they are prepared to fight stay in the league soon.
No. Crystal Palace are going down. So someone has to take their position. I think Norwich are a very fine candidate.
Cool. Let's talk about your team now, if you. You beat Newcastle
3-1.
5 points ahead of City. You're chilling at the top.
Five points gap.
Okay. Could this be the time? Could this be it?
My brother, I've known now when I'm there. The clock is just extending. Google, how many years since we won the
jaw?
Is it next year? You want to do it? Now is a good time. You can do it next year, but I don't mind now.
Mentally, the players should look at this and be like, come on, like, this is it now. City have dropped points twice now, and we were on a roll. I mean, you're playing Chelsea next, right?
Yes,
you're still stronger than Chelsea now. So
mentally, physically, and as a unit, cohesively, I think this is the best Liverpool side that we've seen. I have seen personally, probably since I've been watching Liverpool play.
Properly. When did you start watching Liverpool properly?
Probably has to be uni then. Maybe when I was about 15, 16. I used to watch games often on the secondary school. It's a really good time to be a Liverpool fan. They just won the Champions League. And I mean, that competition itself, that trophy, I mean, it gives you a massive boost in your head. You feel like you can do things. I mean, Robertson, Trent, they move differently now. They walk like their shoulders are just broader now.
World class.
Yeah, world class.
Big boy.
Big boy. It's time to show.
But they deserve the big boy.
Because I don't think anybody can see this Liverpool team and say they've started, like, they started entered top gear.
But that's true.
They've gotten five wins.
That's what champions do.
That's what champions do. They open up the gap. And right now, they look like champions elect, even if it's just 5 games into the season.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about Chelsea. Yemi, Tammy Abraham, our Nigerian brother.
Kevin.
He helped Chelsea beat Wolves, have we?
Yeah.
5-2. He's definitely shutting up his critics, though. But how good can he be?
Man, he's scoring goals, so definitely he's doing his job.
Yeah.
So you have to give him the accolades, you understand?
Most definitely. But do you think like he can be the man for Chelsea? Like,
he's the man for Chelsea.
Like, he's their player now. Like, that's what you're saying. He's the starter now. He's the starting nine. Like, Giroud should sit down. Is that what you guys are saying?
Of course now. Giroud should sit down now. I'm a person who scored for him. You know the young...
7 Premier League goals. Man.
You know what I'm
saying? He's got a hat-trick before Martial and Rashford.
They create for you. Good head on. Good fans.
You know, the beauty of the striking situation at Chelsea is that if and when, because I think it's going to happen at some point, because he's a young striker in the Premier League and there will be some slumps. Chelsea are very lucky that they have a proven Premier League backup that can come into games or even start games where they know that they can play according to his style and it's going to bring results for the team.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a good situation for Chelsea right now.
Where do you see Batshuayi?
Batshuayi right now has to be content with maybe being the second or third sub in games right now. He has to try and force his way to the team, probably through the other competitions, you know, the League Cups. and maybe the FA Cup once it comes in January. Because, I mean, barring any injuries or anything, I don't think there's any roots for him into the team right now.
Okay.
As a starter.
Chelsea still have defensive problems. How do you think Lampard can sort this out? I mean, he's changed to three at the back. He's brought in Fikayo Tomori, who scored a wonderful goal, another Nigerian. Like, what can he do to, like, change this conceding thing?
Well, they don't have... They can't make
especially any, in the second half.
They can't make any signings, I think, till summer.
Yeah.
Till the summer of next year.
Mm.
So anything that's going to happen for Chelsea right now is on the training ground. And this is where we're going to really see...
I mean, he worked under a defensive coach now. He worked... His best spell was under Mourinho, right?
Yeah.
That's where he was second best footballer in the world. So, yeah. I mean, he could... He should pick some things from what Mourinho did back in the day.
You know, we don't know if...
Or is it down to personnel?
I don't know. First of all, I don't know if Lampard was offering all the full units that time. Maybe he was only taking attacking and advance.
A goal scoring.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe defending. Put that on the course. Nothing like that.
Cool.
I mean, jokes aside, I mean, he's gotten his badges and everything. So now we have to see. This is where we're going to see the coaching.
Mm.
You know what? We need to see how he's going to tell the players what to do and then how they're going to take to his ideas, things like that.
Mm.
So it's interesting. You know, we're going to see Lampard the manager now on the big stage.
Mm.
Let's see how he can get his team, you know, to shut up shop.
Okay. You hear me? What's wrong with Wolves? No win. In five.
Man, I think the tired legs participating in a lot of competitions more than last season. They can't keep up the same energy that they had last season, and it's showing definitely.
why qualify for the competition though?
That was like kind of a mistake, man. let me explain what I mean by mistake.
Okay.
Like they were just playing. Do you understand? Yeah. They were just playing football.
Okay, and they got seventh.
Yeah, and they kept on feeling good about the way confidence, everything was increasing because they were actually playing really well.
Mm.
And then the games that they had to play weren't as much as they had now, so definitely their body was. See, nature has a way of always getting back at you. Do you understand? So the more you stress your body, the more you won't perform at optimum levels.
Yeah.
Especially when you're not used to playing.
Do you understand?
Games.
Now they are not even used where they came from.
Championship
stayed up.
Finished seventh.
Still qualified for the
And they play on Thursday.
Bro.
Do you think they will still stay in the league? If they are still in the competition,
find
the competition. What do you think Wolves should do now? Do you think like they should just get out of the competition?
They have to sacrifice a couple of competitions, man. If not, they might actually not stay in the league the way things are going. They are not looking like the Wolves of last year.
Okay,
Jota and Jimenez have not been the strikers they were, at least in the EPL, because I think they've been scoring in Europa League a lot.
Okay.
So they should choose the competition that they want to actually focus on, you understand?
Okay.
Okay, let me just add something. I feel like Wolves are just taking a while to get up to speed in the Premier League. And I think maybe also teams have gotten used to having them around, and now there's that familiarity that comes, you know, seeing a team regularly.
Mm.
And people are starting to figure out ways to play against them and to nullify their threat.
Mm.
But I don't know. I just believe in Nuno Espirito Santo, and I feel like he'll be able to.
You just like his name.
It's a nice name to say, Nuno Espirito Santo.
Yeah.
And he's going to find a way to get his team playing well again.
Okay.
Because it's still essentially the same squad of players. They're able to keep some select players on permanent deals.
Yeah.
So just
even strengthened. As per they strengthened as well.
Yeah,
brought in Cortoni, brought in Vallejo.
Exactly. So they just give them time. It's still very early.
Okay. Let's talk about Arsenal. Wow. should I ask you? What happened to Arsenal in the second half? Quickly, Yemi. Quickly. Because first half, they had it.
I genuinely think something is wrong because the subs that were brought on seem to be really tired or fatigued or something. If you watch Willock after the game, he looked genuinely like he was out of breath.
He lost for words.
I'm really pissed, man. I don't even know.
Arsenal should have won that game.
Comfortably.
Mm. Why do you think the mistakes are occurring every week, man? I mean, like, Unai should be seeing this now. He's watching videos.
It's
like,
kind of obvious
who is this down to?
Arsenal can't play out from the back.
Okay.
I think that is one thing that... Oh, we can't play out from the back.
Under pressure?
Yes, under pressure.
Okay.
We have to play out of the back when we have teams that are not maybe putting the pressure on us from the front.
Mm-hmm.
But when we have teams like Liverpool now, because basically, if you are looking at Liverpool game, looking at this game, anything now that can press us from the front is going to score us, definitely.
Because of the mistakes.
We have two error-prone CBs.
So why do you think, sorry for cutting you off. Why do you think like Unai hasn't changed this? Like, you know these people are pressing you. Just
Unai is fucking clueless, man. Sorry for that.
More money in the jar.
Diego chop shawarma.
Oh, I swear,
Jared.
Unai is clueless.
If you have anything to say, I think Yemi is done.
Arsenal Watford 2-0 first half, 2-2 full time.
Mm.
So I saw the full game. So yes. when you draw points in that manner, there's usually three things.
Yeah.
System, players, and good old bad luck.
Okay.
Now it's not bad luck because I mean these players are known to be very error prone.
Mm.
So and it's not so and because the players are already error prone now, we can't even say it's the players now because we know these are your players. Yeah. You know your players. So now it's the system.
Mm.
System now.
That's managerial, right?
Yes, and that's down to the manager because now you have to be able to mix it up.
Okay.
Sure, everyone's passing out from the back, but you have to look at situations and then the type of teams you're playing against. Because right now, I don't think Arsenal are comfortable enough to say they want to play that own style against every team they face.
Yes.
They have to switch up a bit and they have to do things differently.
At times, Liverpool clear the ball now.
Yes. To get points. Honestly, even City, like the best teams, City changed their game against Liverpool. I mean, we thought that Pep was stubborn and he's not going to change the style, but he changed.
Okay.
Ederson was spraying the ball out, ping the passes out. You know these players are the way they are, so don't put any pressure on them. I mean, if I'm playing Lovren, well, that's one thing I love. I always have to link back to Liverpool, but while Clavan was at Liverpool, you saw that he was playing in a system, yes, but he knew his limitations. Mm. And whenever he saw that, this thing was scatter. Clavan, what does Clavan do? Clear it out. Yeah. And ultimately, that's what made the fans love him because no nonsense, simple defending. Sometimes you just need that.
Okay.
And that's what Arsenal needed today to go home with 3 points.
Okay. Unlucky Arsenal. Or what? Arsenal shit for church. I think that's the best.
Ooh,
that's the best term. United won, right? Yeah. Big ups to them. And let's take a break now.
Let's do a little shalai for money. You know?
No. Time.
Clean sheet and 3 points.
That's enough.
All right, people. A new season is here. Still repping your team always. Update your gear with Jersey County today. It doesn't matter what team you support. Real Madrid, Man United, Lakers, or the Warriors. We got you covered. For more info, call 080-747-26223. You can also follow us on social media at Jersey County NG, both on Twitter and Instagram. Stay cool.
Okay, welcome back, guys. Let's talk Serie A now. Inter, top of the table. Do you think Conte can break the Juventus tradition?
Yes.
Conte and his Inter.
Yes, he can.
But when I actually at the beginning of the season, you said Juventus win the league now.
Change my mind. You honorable, if you like say this podcast, we inside court.
You guys pick something, guys. You know.
I don't understand. Someone cannot change their mind
again. Why did they insult me?
I insult you.
Like, you said Benu and so on. You said, man, shut up.
I said, keep quiet.
All right, keep going. Why do you think Conte can do this, man?
He's doing Conte thing. Conte is
clean sheets.
Clean sheets. 1-0
wins.
It's looking like Chelsea all over. I mean, Sarri must be really scared right now. If not scared, maybe a little bit cautious because, I mean, he's at his dream job and things aren't going as smoothly as they should. I mean, he should be top right now, but Inter Conte is. And I think he's doing a good job, all things considered, at Inter. especially with the whole Icardi situation before the window closed.
Was able to deal with that. Got his the striker he wanted as well.
And even though it's taken a while, I don't think they fully settled yet, especially Lukaku and Alexis.
Mm.
But we're seeing signs, and it's going to only get better from here on out. And they have that luxury of now being on top. So they're going into the Champions League week with that behind.
Deadly group.
They can just solely concentrate on champs without having to, you know, think about maybe the lineup or whatever, because they're first.
I mean, they're playing AC Milan next, though. So, like,
yeah, that's tough one. That's
do you know who they're playing first in Champions League? I know they're in the group of death. They're in Barcelona, Dortmund, them, and Slavia Praha, I think.
Slavia Praha.
Yeah, can't remember the group very well now. Anyway, Yemi?
I've got a boss in the office. He's a Slavia Praha fan.
Is it?
Yeah, so yeah, he's from there.
Oh. So, he doesn't know the country.
Croatia. It's Prague. I mean, please, I'm educated. Okay. Hey.
Okay.
So shout out to him. You guys are not going to get any points, but I mean, shout out to Samira.
Hope you listen. Yemi, I know you saw the Juventus game against the Fiorentina.
Yeah.
Do you think this Sarri style? Do you think they need to gel to it, or they don't just understand it?
That game was.
I'm talking of Juventus as a whole now this season. But I know you paid attention to that game.
Yeah, that game was kind of off. Because
Fiorentina were meant to actually win. Chesney made too many saves. Man.
Yeah, Chesney made a lot of saves.
Mm.
They are a little bit off. Yeah, you should probably give them time to gel. One of their main centre backs just recently got injured. Yeah, and that is a big problem.
And the lead is not even playing. It's not playing too well.
Not yet up to.
Bonucci doesn't look like a leader.
They don't have a leader. I think that's one of the things.
So what are you calling Bonucci? What are you calling Ronaldo?
Bonucci is not a leader. I think Chiellini is the leader in that team.
Ronaldo?
Ronaldo doesn't care about anybody.
So
that guy not be leader to anybody. He just wants to go.
So how long do you think like Sarri has to be? How long? I know at Chelsea was like he said he needed 3 months. So do you think like they need the 3 months as well, Juventus?
Well, they say you need about 3 months for you to start to do, like, if you keep on doing the same thing, yeah, you need about 3 months to get everything perfected that you're doing perfectly.
So okay.
Probably you can give him another 3 months, maybe a run of some games.
Okay, so who's going to win the league?
No, Conte is going to
win. You two, you're changing mouth.
No.
They're worried, bro. Brother. You said it from day one, like you were like
back in Inter. I can't remember what I said, man, but the bad. Even if I talk, say I'm a person, I change my mouth now, man. Conte, a demon.
See, if you have any issues with my changing your mouth, send us a voice message. Eh? Say we are changed, who you be?
Other results, Lazio lost to Spal. Wow. Brescia, we're 3-1 up. And Bologna came back to beat them 4-3. Napoli beat Sampdoria. I think they are Inter top of the table with 9 points, followed by Juve with 7 and Napoli with 6 or so. Good times. Let's talk La Liga now. Ansu Fati. Yeah. He was impressive in Barcelona's 5-2 win over Valencia.
Youngest ever player to get a goal and assist.
Mm. Yeah. In Camp Nou or like in general in La Liga?
History.
16.
Yes, yeah, 16.
Are we seeing a black Messi?
The star not today like Messi.
Not today like Messi.
But the guy good.
He's good. Right? He's a good player.
Only one Messi.
So why do you think like they were now clamoring for Neymar now? Why would they? If you know, like you have players, like even
Neymar too is a bad guy.
Even
too.
I understand. Yeah. I get you. But this guy left you, Abi. He left you like when they practically needed him. You get even Messi begged him to stay, but he did not stay. Now he spent like 2 years away, and he's saying, "Oh, I miss home." It doesn't make sense now. Like, why did you leave in the first place now?
If you had the choice to take Van Persie back to Arsenal, would you take
after one season?
After one season, yes.
Would you take him back?
Yes, I like that. I like what Ife said, after one season. But Neymar spent two seasons.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, man. To me, though, because Neymar is like...
Obviously, player. Neymar is way better. Yeah, it's clutch. It's way better than Ansu Fati. But I mean, since... What was the last, like, La Masia player that you guys have, like, last 5 years?
which La Masia player have you guys like seen and said, okay, this guy might be the next big thing? They don't, they stop.
This is different. Because Papi knows how bad I am towards him. I actually believe in him when he went back. But that didn't work out. It didn't work out.
I'm just saying, like, they normally used to like promote youth, but now, okay, now that they're doing it, like, it's working. So Ansu is doing very well. Carlos Perez too did very well on the day. So hopefully they can like do that.
But can I just say one thing? Yeah. For a club as big as Barcelona, the money they make and the fan base they have, them wanting Neymar, I feel like it's not necessarily bad because you want assurance.
Yeah, most definitely.
Because you want to have, you don't lose that dominance in the league. I mean, you're dominating Real Madrid.
Yeah.
If you give them even just a window to come back and they are going to win in the world and in Spain.
Okay.
You don't give them any breathing room.
Okay.
So them wanting to get Neymar back is very, very logical.
Okay.
And even though it's nice that Ansu Fati and Carlos Perez and whoever and the other guys are coming up and doing very well, but it could all go very
Once everybody's fit, they will go back to
where. Yeah, because another thing now, you know, they're youngins. When things aren't going as well, the way the fans turn against even the manager and everything, wow.
Another jar, fuck the hits. Luis Suarez came on to score a brace. Do you think he's still important to this team? Because I see like Barcelona fans like calling him names.
He's not important. I think they're just deluded at this point.
They call him names now. I don't want to like say it here though. I know this show is explicit right now because Yemi started it.
You know, one of the things I noticed with Madrid and Barcelona fans, they can be a tad ungrateful. Especially when they have such amazing talents at their clubs. Because I mean, I know Liverpool fans will take Suarez back in a heartbeat.
Right now?
Right now, yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Robbie Firmino.
I mean, Bobby Firmino.
To do what? Like to start at Liverpool?
He will start at Liverpool. I mean, it just takes some tweaking of the system. But I feel like if we had Suarez, now, he will just play 9 and Firmino play as one of the 8. It's very doable.
Okay. Let's talk about Real Madrid. Yemi, are you convinced about Madrid this season, man? That defense.
I need to see Hazard up like properly first of all. Then those guys are
at the back. It's not.
They're too inconsistent. I don't know right now.
How you're winning like 3-3 new first half or 3-1?
All these fly Emirates guys, man. I'm not even
the league.
What you doing, yeah?
It was good to see Hazard on the pitch, though.
Yeah, it was good to see Hazard on the pitch.
Okay. If you're your favorites, Atletico, they lost 2-0 to Real Sociedad. Obviously,
I'm too tired of it.
Anoeta is a tough place to go to.
And you know, they've done some renovations to the stadium. They're taking out the track. So
why the inconsistency? Like, why? Like, this is their time. Like, you see the way Liverpool is taking advantage of City's sleeping. Like, take advantage of Madrid and Barcelona sleeping too now.
I don't know what Cholo... I feel like Cholo... I'm not sure if it's complacency because he feels like he has that job security at Atleti. But they should... Some certain things I feel like they should have weeded out of their game. They haven't done that. And that problem with scoring, because it's very rare that you see Atleti where they are dominating a game and they score a lot of goals. I think they need to sort out that as well, because in certain games, they're not able to... impress upon the scoreline. The match, fine, you can see they're dominant, but the scoreline not so much. And then it ends up being closer than it should be. I think that's this game now was one of those games where I feel like they haven't sorted out their scoring issues. And now defensively, the one thing they have going for them, their defense, when that starts to shake a bit, you start to see them fully exposed.
Did you see his quote where he said that if I have to score more than one goal, there's a problem? That's Cholo.
What kind of football is that? I'm starting to dislike him more and more.
Let's talk about the Bundesliga. Leipzig won, Bayern Munich won. Bayern's form this season in the Bundesliga, DWWD. Inconsistent?
It sounds very consistent.
Two draws, two wins, eh? But this is not the Bayern we know now, Abi. There's still like something like, I don't know.
Yeah, there's something. I don't know how to put it.
Like, there's... Me, I still feel like the coach is not good enough for me. I feel like they should go in for Mourinho. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there, man. I feel the coach is not good enough, man. Like, obviously, Bayern will still win the league, but you guys said Dortmund will do it this season. But
all those things
in the Champions League,
I don't know. A lot of teams right now are really inconsistent. whether it's the training or it's the run of matches.
Or teams getting better.
I think individuals are getting better, but teams are getting kind of poorer.
Mm. Like the big teams?
Not all. Some specific big teams.
Mm.
See, let's take for instance now, Real Madrid.
Yeah. Bayern.
Bayern. Even Dortmund seems kind of inconsistent. You understand?
Are they big
even
team?
Chelsea. They are a big team in their league. Definitely.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm just...
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, yeah. I was just cheeky about that. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I want to ask you about Dortmund now. If they beat Leverkusen 4-0.
Yeah.
Are they still your title favorites? I think they're top of the table now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. 3 wins, 1 loss.
Can I say that doing a show like this and having to record every week has really taught me that you have to kind of, there's a lot of changing that goes on as the season progresses. So I'm very wary of like making pronouncements now. I have to add qualifiers here.
But I know what you said like the first time I asked you.
Yeah.
Do you know what you said? Do you remember?
What did I say?
You said Dortmund were going to win the league.
Are
you sticking to it?
Obviously.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, let's take a break, man. Let's go pay some bills.
Hey there. Do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls, and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page, ATE_households, or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Okay, guys, it's time for Entertained. Let's start with Ajax in the Eredivisie. What is it with them and 4-1 wins, man? I don't understand. 4-1. They've won.
Mafia.
3 out of their 5 Eredivisie games finished 4-1. The other two, one finished 2-2, which is 4 goals. The other one finished 5-0. So, like, the 4-1, like 4 plus 1, 5.
Papi, calm down, man. Don't try to connect dots.
You guys, see.
Tell me conspiracy theories.
May not look. Anywhere now. Every time, phone. What's in the album?
Do you believe there's life out there?
Yes, live deal.
Of course.
Another team in. A player now. Doing your Malin, former Arsenal player. He scored 5 for PSV against Vitesse.
That league now, just Farmers League. My guy, they pop everybody.
That's what we call, agricultural league.
Those guys, now they tear each other
out. Grooming players.
I think he scored his first Netherlands goal. I think during the, what they call it now?
International
break. Yeah.
I mean, it's very glaring that Chelsea and Vitesse have that partnership. I mean, where are Vitesse?
What do you mean?
Vitesse.
Like Vitesse? Yeah. In Dutch league now.
And Chelsea have that partnership with them. I mean, it's just...
Well, like in considering goals? Huh?
No, what I mean, no, keen into that farming aspect of things. Just a good...
Grooming
league. Grooming. So.
Just in case, you know, anything wrong, sort of, we get players.
Promote you.
Yeah, nice. Neymar, hot and cold. He scored the winner for PSG, but the fans booed him.
Yeah, they held up his sign. Something about go back to where he came from. No prostitutes in Paris.
Wow.
Which, by the way, is kind of sexist. And then also a lie. Because, I mean, Paris has a lot of prostitutes.
Ah, you know that?
No, that's very common knowledge. Everyone knows that.
Mm.
So that was just a very weird sign to hold up.
Mm.
But, I mean, it's football. If he continues doing what... Continues, hey. If he continues doing...
What he's meant to do.
Yeah.
His job.
Mm. And he gets the goals.
Mm.
Football fans are fickle. They will
love him again.
I mean, give it to like January or something.
So what's going to happen with Neymar now, generally? Because he gave an interview after the game as well. Like, every game now will be like an away game for him. That's what he said.
Well, he's a professional. He should do his job. I mean, you play away games regularly. Yeah, all the games are away games.
Mm.
Sorry. Yeah, score the goals now. Win the points.
You think he will still leave?
Depends.
If he can now. If
he can.
I mean, he doesn't want to be there now.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to be there anymore.
Okay.
Situation can change. I mean, window opens in January. Mm. And who knows what might happen between now and then. Maybe they're able to sort out the issues with the fans and the, I'm presuming, the management as well. Because I don't know if he's fully cool with them.
Mm.
But I mean, football fans, those things can be sorted out.
Okay.
It's just results and then, you know, some PR moves, everything.
Mm.
To turn out, I mean, Luis beat somebody 3 times and still well loved by a lot of people all over the world, man.
Okay.
This is not the worst thing to happen.
Were there, were there any other funny things or like catchy things that happened during the weekend or the week?
Well, Tamarebi, you know.
Oh, yeah.
First player to score a hat trick and a long goal in the same game.
Mad.
Kevin!
Mad. Speaking of Tammy, if he's, do you think like Nigeria should like try for him? Like, should we go?
No,
I don't think so too. Yemi, what do you think?
Unless we plan on having a once you call two strikers, and I don't think that's what we're going to play, and we're not going to use Tammy
Rama. Well, that's because he won't be a starter. Is that what you're saying?
He won't be a starter.
Oh, okay.
Because now we kind of have established people in certain positions.
Okay. Yemi?
We should just stick to our regulars. Victor Osimhen seems like a really good player.
Yeah.
I don't know, Tammy might not fit our style of play, the way things are going. He doesn't look like a runner, he just looks like a complete nine.
Oh, okay.
But we could still bring him on for variations and all.
Obviously, he'll pick England over us.
We've got that lad from Rangers.
Adjo Aribo. That was a Mikel replacement.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot about him, but he looks very good.
Nigerian Steven Gerrard.
Yeah.
Okay, next is Fan Talk.
Hi guys. First of all, I want to send a huge shout out to you guys. You guys are doing amazing. Shout out to Papi. Shout out to Fine Boy Forever. Mr. Controversial himself, Ife. Shout out to Yemi. Shout out to everybody. You guys are doing amazing, man. I didn't watch the games today. Because I was at the team, but I was checking live scores now on Twitter feed. And my, did I enjoy City's humiliation today? I enjoyed it. And also United, we won. I don't know how we did it, but we won. Liverpool next. I beg, next week, Liverpool should lose their own too. Let everybody lose. Now, thank you guys. Thank you for the jersey.
Hi, my name is Olehi and I support Arsenal. So I watch Thursday night football, but yeah, for the UCL, I think I'm going to support an English team. Yeah. About the UEFA awards, I think everybody I predicted won. So I think so best defender, best goalkeeper, and everything. I think everyone I predicted won, except for UEFA Women's. I think Amadine Henry deserved that, but I think because the Lionesses did better in the Women's World Cup, I think that's why Lucy Bronze got the edge. But it's a win for me because I'm a Lionesses fan. But I objectively, I think Amadine Henry should have won the UEFA Women's. I think it would have been hard for Ada to win, because even though Ada won last year, Lyon had a very, they won the Champions League again. Just that, like, it's really hard to win if you without the World Cup. I don't even think she's going to win the FIFA's best again and the Ballon d'Or again because of this. This was a World Cup year. But yeah, so I think Amadine Henry should have been, she was very, she was a key player for the French women's team and everything, but... Lucy Bronze won. I'm still happy. Lioness is fine. About the draws, I think that they're pretty okay. Once again, City has an easy group. They always do this thing. Do not lose in quarterfinals. Joking. But yeah. So yeah, City's group, easy as usual. Then I think there's the group that has Chelsea, Ajax, Lille. I think that one is a really tough group. but Chelsea fans seem to think otherwise. I don't know why. I also think Inter's group is tough as well. The one with Inter and Barcelona, I think that's also tough. I would like to see how far Atalanta will go. It's be nice to see how far they will go. What else? Yeah, as usual, it's be nice to see the English side and what they have to offer. Who do I think will win the Champions League? I honestly do not know. I don't think Liverpool is going to defend their title, but I know they're going to go really far. So I honestly can't say who would win. I've really been trying to like think like who, because last year I did think Barcelona would win and they ended up losing. So I really don't know who's going to win. But yeah, anybody that is not Tottenham Hotspur, yeah. So yes.
Everyone, my name is Aisha Ghali and I'm a Barcelona fan. I'm pitting for Barcelona to win the Champions League this season because we deserve it. We've been looking for it since 2015. We just need to win it this year. That's if our coach goes. Well, that's a story for another day. About the awards, everything was okay except for the UEFA Player of the Year. I actually wanted Messi to win it because he was really good. He was the highest goal scorer and I mean his talent is mad. And then for the draws, well, I think Barcelona also got the hardest group because we got Inter, we got Borussia Dortmund, and then some other team like that that I can't pronounce, sorry. So I think Inter Milan is a really good team, Borussia Dortmund also. So it would be very difficult, but I know we're going to scale through, probably come out top of the team also. So, well, I'm looking forward to this Champions League because there's going to be a lot of drama, lots and lots and lots of drama. And then also Chelsea's team, Chelsea's group, yeah, it's also a very, very strong group. I think Man City's group is the most ridiculous because honestly, man, did they pay you for what? Well, let's see what happens this season. And I honestly cannot wait for Barcelona to take the Champions League this season.
Okay, time to wrap up the show now. Thank you to all the fans that sent us a voice note. Really appreciate, man.
Shout out to Lomi and Aisha. Really nice to hear your thoughts on the Champions League. You know, I mean, Aisha, I hope Barcelona do well enough to get to semi so we can beat them again.
Shout out to the male guys too now.
I don't understand, though. I don't understand, though. Like, spread your love. Spread your love, man. Anyway, congrats to our winners. Chibuzo and Damola, they've both won Manchester United kits.
I'm sorry, guys.
If they answered the question correct, but if he's in top four predictions, which was Liverpool to win the league, City's finished second, Arsenal third, and Spurs fourth. Okay, obviously we'll do more, so you guys should like
more giveaways, people. Spread the podcast around, let everybody feel the goodness.
They don't win just enough, like they don't enjoy it. So if you think they would joke,
money still comes here for you, not dollar, not jokes.
Man, like, hear me. Okay, up the picks. If you said you guys should captain money, probably got you guys 30 points, which is good. You said you should start Dini as well, but zero. Say you should start Adrian, two. But well, the best
please
one,
guys, they love you.
The best one, Tammy Abraham. Wow, very, very nice pick.
Okay, well, take
if you did that, that's good for you, man. Tammy Abraham, 14 points. Which is nice. So if you did well this week, man.
They say Peking, we didn't stop him.
Yeah.
One day, he will turn apart.
Man, please, let's not say that anymore. I beg you guys. I
know this thing. I mean, you know, go talk here.
Where that saying come from? I
you know, go. You know, go talk here. Keep quiet.
One day, Ralph handle me for you, guys.
Bash the bookies. Unlucky, guys. Unlucky. We're close. Perez is not here to speak, but City and PSG.
It's very unlikely, but I mean, if you were able to take them out of your sleep, congrats to you.
Yeah, congrats, man. And Perry will be back with more next week. Also, if you be back with more FPL picks next week. If you take it away.
All right, so remember to follow us on Twitter at Footy on Paper and on Instagram at Footy on Paper as well. FOOTYONPAP
Mama the Four Rapper.
FOOTYOMPAPER.
Yeah.
I just had to pause there. You know how things are.
Why are you choking, fam?
Okay, choking, so man. For ads, you can send us an email.
Yeah.
At the Footy on Paper Podcast at yahoo.com.
Yep.
The Footy on Paper Podcast at yahoo.com. I mean, we've got reading. I mean, send us an email. Find out about our rates.
Yeah, man. Well, we're good.
We'll help you get some money.
Cool.
Yeah.
All
right, so send us voice messages. You can do that on any other platform. You know, the link is there. Just tap on the link, hit record. I want to hear what you have to say.
I mean, like, you listen to the previous people now. So
yeah.
Drop your own self. Drop your own, man.
Alright, so if you want to follow Paps, if you want to, it's not by force.
Yeah.
As PA.
Follow Paps.
My birthday this week. Oh. May not follow me. Oh.
Follow Paps. May not follow me. Shout out.
No, be shout out. I want send money or send something.
Yeah, money.
FIFA will soon come out.
FIFA 20. Okay, so Papi's birthday is on Wednesday. So you guys, make sure you wish me a happy birthday on Wednesday.
Thank you guys. Yeah. You guys told me happy birthday now.
Happy birthday, Papi.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks, my Jeez. Shakes, man. Nice one.
All right, man. So,
Yemi.
Yemi, you can follow Yemi at Yemi with two eyes.
Yes.
_A.
Yes.
Man. It's a beer,
man. I'm sitting like pastor that they're about to call out in church right now. So proud. Smile on my face.
Yes.
At least we got it to smile despite the result.
No.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's bad vibes. So make sure you follow Yemi on @2_A on Twitter and Instagram, yes?
Yeah.
Snapchat.
Hey. No. Okay, so you can follow me at Fanboy Forever.
Forever.
Instagram and
Twitter. And ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we really want to hear from you. We want to talk to you. So don't be shy. Mention us.
Yeah. Speak to us. Talk to us.
Use the hashtag.
If you want to even be on the podcast.
Yeah, send us a voice message, man. Or just send us a message. Anything. We want to hear from you, man. We get space. Don't worry. Just send something. We'll find a way to put that. All right, now.
Yeah, it's all good. Ciao. Thank you all for listening.
Have a lovely week.
Yeah. Bye. Let me say bye now. Let me just
Yeah, we out.